You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, January 3rd, 10:30 a.m. Southern Willamette Valley, Pine Grove Cemetery, Lake Creek. This morning's cloudless sky and brilliant sunshine are a welcome novelty following a long period of stormy weather. A brisk, cold southern wind barely sways the leafless branches of the dense copse of oak, ash, cottonwood, and maple that line this section of creek. The long yellow-green needles of Willamette Valley ponderosa pines dangle and flutter in the persistent breeze. This and the creek's rushing water are the only animated features of this bucolic still life. A series of wet and relatively warm weather systems have invaded western Oregon, melting an unusually heavy accumulation of low-elevation snow and ice and inundating a saturated valley floor. Lake Creek, a remnant of a former channel and now a minor flatland tributary of the Willamette, has awakened into a whirling torrent in its rush to drain surrounding farmlands. Western Oregon rivers and streams have risen rapidly over the last 2 days. Some, in the northern part of the valley, have left their banks. Flood warnings have been issued for low-lying areas and for properties near creeks and streams. This is an annual event for much of the flood-prone Willamette Valley. Since World War II, the Army Corps of Engineers has spent $500 million building dams to control valley flooding. After assessing damage from major flood events in 1964 and 1996, Corps engineers admitted that complete control of the river is impossible. In fact, less than 30% of the watershed's runoff is controlled by dams. The remaining 70% flows without man-made impediments. Its volume and level of destruction depends on arbitrary combinations of rain, snow, and temperature fluctuations. Many of the first European settlers to arrive in the Willamette Valley homesteaded in the floodplain. They found rich soils and flat, ready-to-plow fields that were wildly productive and easy to manage. There was the added advantage of being able to ship grain and produce downriver to Portland and from there to outside markets like Hawaii and San Francisco. Record flooding in 1861 destroyed nearly every riverside town and structure in the Willamette Valley. Rebuilding began immediately with overly optimistic expectations that inevitable flooding would return only when the builders were long dead. Our reaction to flooding is filtered through culture. For 10,000 years, the Kalapuya and their predecessors simply moved to higher ground during the winter. Annual flooding was a cyclical event. Like the return of spawning salmon, it was seen as an opportunity to harvest a great seasonal abundance of wintering waterfowl. As temporary wetland ponds evaporated in the spring, they were replaced with vast meadows of purple camas, a major staple in the Kalapuya diet. To take advantage of this, people moved back to the valley floor at the end of the rainy season. 50 yards farther along this dead-end road, a modest, well-preserved, century-old church sits overlooking Pine Grove Cemetery. A simple, carved, sunburst design adorns the peak of the roof above the front entrance. A recently applied coating of white paint and two fresh evergreen wreaths hanging on the doors imply that this remote, defunct church still receives loving care. Pine Grove Cemetery was established in 1853 and contains over 500 grave markers. In that year, the river town of Peoria, about a mile downstream from here, was in a realistic competition with Portland for the title of Trade Center of Oregon. The arrival of the railroad in the 1870s removed Peoria's commercial advantages, leaving it to a future of isolated tranquility. A half dozen western bluebirds drink and bathe in the sunshine in a puddle on the gravel path to the cemetery. A red-breasted sapsucker pecks at the trunk of a small Douglas fir. Its raspberry red head and breast are startling at close range. A male hairy woodpecker crawls haltingly upward, exploring the branch of a gnarled oak hanging above the rushing creek. Eugene chapter of the Native Plant Society of Oregon is sponsoring a free talk by Charlene Simpson on wetland flora in and near Eugene. She will discuss the value of wetlands and how different plant species adapt to aquatic environments. The talk will be held in the E-Web Training Room at 500 East 4th Avenue in Eugene on Monday, January 12th at 7:30 p.m. Call 541-345-5531 for more information. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y at msn.com.